ho ho ho. I guess this is what. Yo. Yo. Yo, yo, yo. Check it out. It's loud. Okay. Well, it's peaking again. Now I have to lower though. Because I don't like peaking. Peaking just. I don't know if Poppy does software compression. I hate that compression stuff. It's like when you play guitar through compression. This happens with the Marshall amps. I don't know if it happens with the other amps. That's different. But anyway, it has the same sound. Like when you plug your strings too hard, you're going, wah. It goes, wah. It pitches up a little bit, and then comes back down. Like, wah. Odd. I just finished this song, but play again. Listen to Iggy Pop. She wants to be your James Bond. Stay in your lane. Oh. Well, his voice is like so low. Yeah, I can do it. I can try to do it. We're so unique. Oh, yeah. So now I'm trying to figure it out because now I have a new Twitter handle for the studio too. Because I'm probably going to get an email on the studio too. I have to see what Adobe CS, what's the option. Let me see. Statistics. I never look at it. Since September 17, 2002, you went down 41% following. Yo, has 0 followers now. I have 2 followers now. I got 0. Like I said, this is not really a podcast. It is a podcast, but it isn't. I mean, my social share now. I cannot have 2. What do you mean? So what I'm doing is, I think the replay should be doing. Should be doing when I publish it. Should be the social share. No, it's not automatic. Damn it. All right, so I'll try to do that because I think some people are using Twitter social share. Who should, why, wait a second, I'm not a socialist. I don't want it. No, there's two different things. Okay. There's a communist socialism, which is terrible. It's dictatorship. It's not social. They just call it because there's another one called social economic system, which is a free market. Similar to a free market capitalism. Except the government will come in and help you. Like, oh, that type of thing. So people get go crazy with this. No, you don't understand. Okay. Yeah. So what do action? Let me see. We can get recordings, publish episode. When publish episode should be a, it should be a, there's a turtle link. But then that goes to the other one. So I don't have a, can't really change it. So I have to manually do it. But you know what? I'm not gonna do it. Manually send it back to the previous, my personal Twitter page. Yeah, I'm not gonna do it. Well, I want to make people think and do instead of just taking money like what they do. I say, I don't need to go to work. I got the government check. Yeah. Well, of course, that's not true because some people do work and they tell me. Well, I hear it's not worth it. They're better off going wealthier. And that's what they want. Like, that's what the government wants. So I'm not going to tell anybody where I moved to, where my Twitter goes to. You know, this thing starts at 10. So roughly around 10. Let's see what basics. The light show thing. I can edit a whole bunch of stuff. Greetings. Okay, greetings. Which starts at around 10 a.m. So if you knew, if people who listen, who download this stuff, knows, yeah, there you go. What's going on with news? I don't know. There was something for a second ago. I don't know what it was. I thought about it. Not news. It's just they're fudging, make it look interesting. It's just been repeating. And whatever. January 6th. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know what to think, really. I did what I, over the weekend, I watch The Problem with Jon Stewart. He kind of thinks like I do. I'm not left and right, but I just want, we should do the right thing. Doesn't matter what side you're on. And I thought about something else today, this morning. It's like, nope. This only happens here, and people have duality. That's what it's in my mind. I just thought, I was like, no, because we got, all of us have left and right. It's constantly battling in your head. It's like, should I do this? No, maybe I shouldn't do this. Do it? No, do it? No. Then you make that choice. It's about choices. Observation and choices. Because sometimes you see somebody else do, like, oh, okay, it's fine. No, is that right thinking or is it left thinking? Right. We don't know. Well, maybe some psychiatrist or brain, I don't know, doctor or something. People who study brains will say, no, because that is, but that's the book. That's what the book tells you. Is there a fact? Do they No, they put like these probes in your brain and find out, make those choices. Yeah, I'm sure they did. So maybe it is in the books, but we don't know. But that's the part. So now look at our world. Left and right, they want you to choose left and right. Fighting. So in such politics, like, it's like a brain. So I always thought of that. So I'm just like, it doesn't need both. It is diseased. Brain one side or the other side. So you gotta get rid of it. Then have a clear mind that we can move forward. That's the thing. That's what we need. And a lot of people just not clear at all. I'm just thinking, you know, whoever, doesn't matter. The independents, probably, I don't know, maybe the libertarians. But then again, it's like you said, on one side, another, and trying to do something that's never done, and it's hard because I think the whole government will have to go. Let's start fresh again. No, then you got an interest. You got the techie interest, tech end, right? Then you got the machine. What we call it, the industrial. I'm not going to say military, because the military is separate. It's part of it together. So there's industrial military complex, whatever they call them. That's what it is. But it's industry. I have something to say. Military, sometimes we'll go with the industry, but sometimes we're like, no, we're military. We want something else. Those special interest group. That's a big issue there. If you don't do what we say, we'll send somebody. Yeah. You know, I'm sure it's something like that. So then you have to. I have to follow them because what? No, just somebody crying. Yeah. Oh, well, we just lost another person we thought that is going to make the difference and bring everything back. So what the future is going to be? I think it's just going to be people get sick of it and they're going to take over. Factions. So it will be like United States will have industry by itself, space agencies by themselves, military by themselves, and I don't know. Then you got the delivery system by itself, warehouses, manufacturing, but they were separate entities. Food processing, oil processing. They will part of a party. They're political parties. Like a tribe. Then they will meet once in a while at somewhere. Then it's like, boop, let's work this thing out. I think that's what's going. Or maybe that's what we should be doing, right? Or I don't know. Really, I don't know. I wish we don't have to split everything. it just, this is whatever, democracies, or let's say socialism. Not socialism. Don't do that. Don't do the politics. Do the other parts of it. Like, say, help the people. Stop taking the people's money. You know, if you're going to take tax out of everybody, you don't put it in good use. You know, that sucks, right? That's what's happening. But what if each person, when you buy something, tax, you pay, goes into a savings account. When you get older, you got medicine and stuff, and then you pay it back. It's not like that right now. So we still have to pay. So that's what Social Security is supposed to be. But then somebody, we can tap into that. Yeah. And they did it. They killed it. Why? Because we as humans don't think, we just think about this. Oh my God, there's money. There's gold. There's silver. Oh my God, there's food. It's all mine. I got a crackly voice today. Mine is mine, not yours. That's what's happening. Instead of there's only one bread left on the table. So you gotta grab it. It's all mine. Instead of that, it's like, hey, well, how many people we got here for? Here, you wanna cut? Let's cut 4 pieces. Share. You know, something like that. Because even though you can go make more bread, you still have plenty of it. But you share it. That's what it is. And, you know, a lot of people do it. But then it's weird. I think because everybody is sick of it pushing down. So now we got everybody want to be overpowering everybody else. Now you see it. It was like perfect music for it. Oh my God. We are the people. That's the song. So you can see it. You can see in like shopping area. You can see it. People pushing shopping carts. They just come at you now. They don't used to be like different. People are coming like, please pass me. Now they just boom, push the car out. Even the old lady just give you that look. Or they don't look. They look somewhere else. Like, I'm not going to ram into that man. That lady. Just gonna look at products. Then there's other ones. It's like they see where they don't need to buy anything. They just run. They're so pinned up in there. They want to run people down. They couldn't do it in a car. Say, oh, that's too deep. But we can do a shopping cart. There's those, right? It's like weird. Seeing some people, like, you know, I walk around pretty confident because that's for New York. I just do it that way. And just see them, some people just run you down because why is it so happy? Why? I want you to feel my misery. Like, why do I want to feel your misery? Ah, I see it. Yeah, I see it. Well, also see it on the road. Yeah. This is more than running over. Take over. Yesterday, I was on the European research track. That was servers, France. It's the worst one. Somebody blocked the road because it wasn't satisfied. Because it's a virtual game, right? Virtual racing simulator. This one car from Porsche is very hard to drive because you gotta be careful with your steering and gas. And this guy, like, so frustrated, he couldn't finish it. Couldn't get a time in there, and then just blocked the road. And even the server itself, even like professional racing people, or even amateur knows that. Fast car comes, stay to the right. Right? Let them pass. And these people just go, whoa. Not. He said, I hate all of you. I'm going to block. I'm blocking. Boop. Just start getting that a lot. I started noticing that too. Like, a couple years ago. Several years. Want to take photos on the streets and stuff. I just want to take certain things. Like, a person will come in and just stands there and give me, look at me first and just won't look at me again. So I'll just wait. The person will wait for an hour. Only they give up. Like, yeah. So you just try to block me. Block my shot. For what? What purpose? And like years and years before that, it's like, oh, you're taking photo. I'm sorry. They go back in our way. They might actually tell us, oh, what are you taking photos of? People were much more friendly. Way back, like in the 80s, 90s. A little more, a little better. But now everyone just want to get in your face. Know why? Because they're too angry. What made them angry? However, cannot be solved by money or anything. It's come from the inside, inner works, the inner works. You gotta go through the inner works before you get out. The government can keep giving you money. Like, I have a problem. Give me money. And they will give me money, but it will never solve it. Might help a little bit. But really, like, no, it's not going to do anything. No, they don't give enough either. They do something else. If instead of spending all that billion, billions of current whatever, they just send over like close to a trillion, right, to everywhere. Bring it back. Give a couple hundred grand to everybody. To the poor, like people below. Even millionaires. Multi-millionaires, like above a certain point, right? Just give it out. I say, let's give it back to, instead of stupid stimulus check with $800, give it this much. With that much, some people might just not work at all, right? They'll be like, eh, don't need to work forever, but I'll be like, hey, let me buy some tools. Let me do something else. I can restart a whole career with this. right? So it has to be some kind of incentive where it's like, we'll give it back, but we're not going to collect interest, but you better have some kind of thing. You think you can make it, here's your money. Right? Would that work? Then again, I don't know. You can borrow money from government and your business is okay, then you don't have to pay back. But if you just swindle it, you have to pay it back. Would that work though? No. I don't know. I think it's the obsession of the wealth. The obsession. I don't mind me being, you know, have some wealth, but I don't want to be, you know, it's like I see YouTube, you see everywhere. I want to be the superstar, making all the money, being a influencer, that I can just do whatever I want. I think those people are happy. I mean, they look happy in the video. Unless you really like to do those stuff, those are the ones that make it because they just keep going. It's like, I don't care. How many viewers got? No, I don't know. I don't care. I'm just going to keep doing stupid things. You know? It's like Jackass. Do stupid things. People watch it, right? But is it worth it? I mean, you've asked all the cast members. I mean, they got serious injuries. I mean, they're skateboarders. Some of them are skateboarders and, you know, ex-gamers. I can see that. But I don't know. It's like, I will not trade that with money at all. Like, no. So the whole society has to rethink. Or maybe it doesn't. We need to rethink how the government governs. I never look at the website yet, but I get general feelings. Right now, we're waiting. Something's waiting for us. It's going to reveal one of these days. And that's the waiting period right now. Just like, some people call it karma stone. No, it's not karma. This is just a waiting period. Crypto. Ooh, Solana 130. Crap, I didn't see it. Went to like 28. I took the automatic thing off. Auto trading. 30 is not bad. It will come back. It always does. And some people say it's going to super crash. I don't know yet. Well, it has crashed already, but some people think it's going to go even lower. I don't know. As far as I know, what's going on? So, how do we fix that? Right? Can we fix it with Bitcoin the way it does? Or is Bitcoin the ploy of what they want to do with us future? But then here's the thing. A lot of people say that. They say, oh, just can hack it or something. No. You cannot hack it. I'm trying to scare you off so you don't buy it. It's like, what do you mean? The only ones are sort of, it can be tracked. I would think it's the alternate coins. I can see that. Oh, you see Tether? Yeah. No. Binance coin, yeah. Probably USD coins. Well, I can see it. There was another one called XRP. That's like, ooh. Now, Dogecoins and Shiba Inu. I think those two will be tracked by Elon Musk. Because Elon wants you to buy his car with those two, if you can. It's like, I don't know, those meme coins too will be tracked. Can be tracked, can be back. Maybe backwards traced. I don't know if they can. Still, no, I don't think so. So it's weird then, you know, I meet a whole bunch of people. We don't believe in it because you have so much energy. You know, it's like, they change the thing. That's why now your gaming graphics cards are cheap now. They switched. One of the biggest coins next to Bitcoin, Ether. Change the model. Oh. You don't need it. You don't need the graphics card anymore. You need a processor. So the processor is probably, I don't know. Do you need it? Not sure. But it's whatever. Doesn't use that energy. Not really. If you compare to how much people look at their little blue screen things and combine all that, combine the devices of each person that's running all the time, put them all together, that costs more energy than mining bitcoins. Or maybe the same. But then they switch. No, you don't need the extra power for the graphics card. That means the screens will take over. The television people, the information, the visual information people are the ones. They're the ones that create the whole. No, they didn't. It's the people. Saw, oh, I can make money. Walked in and just like redirected. Because they know there's a weakness in every human. Like I said before, wealth and power. If you understand what it is, you'd be like, I'm complacent. Certain things I will say, yes, I will do it. Because of, I need the wealth or something, but don't need a big wealth, need this much. Then there's like, yes, sometimes I need the power over certain things because those people right there have no idea. Well, no, don't say that. But the people I'm working with, they're not working together. I need to power up. Like, hey. Cut it out. Work together. Let's figure this out. Work together. Right? Got that? No, I mean, don't go crazy. But be cool, but be direct. Right? That's what leadership is. Like, we need to, you need to work with them. So, get your differences out. If you want to go to a room and yell at each other, Get it out of your system. When they clear, get back to work. Get back to the project. Okay? So we can work it out, right? You okay? All right. Yeah, after work, we go out, have a drink on me. Right? They do that. Why not? I don't mind doing it that way, but there's just so many interest. People are like, oh, I could make billions. Ooh, I'm going to buy a yacht. Let's start. Mine's still going. I could buy a yacht. I could buy that new car. Let me see what's on Craig. We're going to drive. What's the latest? I guess like the Porsche GT3. But there's something else. The mind. Oh, this. I want to buy the Alpine Open Glow concept car. It's not been out yet. It's on crate. Alpine. It's like, whoa. The back end looks like a Cadillac, but it's just like, wow, this is beautiful, right? I know people say it's Alpine. No, it's Alpine. They, I don't know, because it's French. French Alpine. French Alps. I don't know. But anyway. Yeah, so there's always that guy. I want all these. Oh, ho, ho. I want that. I want this. I want. Because I never had it before. Oh, the means to get all of it. This is what happens with the lottery winners, too. And how they do this with the money. I want this. Oh, I want big house. Oh, I want this. You know, is it, hey, you know, the maintenance and all that stuff cost. It's gonna kill your net worth, wherever you won from. You know. No, if you win the lottery, if you have a family, you share it. So say. You get like $25 million. Would you go live in one of those $1 million houses? Because it's going to cost twice as much to run it. Because you're going to fill it with cars. Cars each. Well, you have to save, you know, double, right? You'd be lucky to get 5 years out of the whatever thing with your $25 million. It's going to cost you $5 million, probably. Now, you've had $25 million and then the Elon Musk way, the little apartments, well, buy land. Buy big land, if you can. And have a section by yourself, the place you think looks good, like for you. Rent the rest. Lease it. And just buy that little house. Could be a crate house too. Just pull it there, then you know, you might spend like $1 million, then put some like off grid setup where you're using solar, I don't know. Some part of it, then you can use the one that is compost to gas. Which is it's old. It's not a new concept. So then you can have a, or something, or maybe half and half. You plugged in, but it's half and half. Then you know, just enjoy. Maybe have another few crates, and you just can park your car in there to get away from the. You know, the element. Like, hey, I'm fine with that. I'm happy. No, then you can spend maybe like 20 years with the winnings, roughly. It's like 20 years. Yeah, well, you lease the land, you can make more money from it. If you can reach someone wanted to be leased, or you can just say, no, I like this. Set up this house. What don't know, I build a whole bunch of them, make it into a resort. Right? So yeah, it's going to be enterprising with that. But unfortunately, a lot of people don't. Because they never had it. Never had that. Never lived that life. And be like, I'm privileged. Oh, duh, duh, duh. Well, it's like to one extreme to the other. And that always fails. So, I don't know what to think with the current situation. I mean, here's the thing. People think idealism, like being ideal, like future, everybody will be sharing a little, but not, you're still going to have the rich. You're still going to have the industry people. It might be a little different how they operate, but they're still going to be the same. You know, still have the military, still have all that, still have the stock market somehow. It would be like the Bitcoin, like World Coin Index, what I'm looking at right now. It would be that. It still has it. It would never change, that part of it. But how to work it out for the public interest is the one we have to think about. Not the fake public interest, the real public interest. We need to know what a public interest is. Is it definable or not definable? But let's find a way so get people back. Not just for this country, for everybody on earth. Like progressing. On the higher level. How can you do that? I don't know. Really don't know. Is it possible? Because somebody has to be falling. Otherwise, don't get cheap goods. So how do we solve the cheap goods thing? So I'm thinking, like, if somebody figured out the Star Trek, you know, replicators, then be like, oh, yeah. But then there's a waste. So you gotta find a waste system. So yeah, fix that. Otherwise, gonna go to work. Here's the thing. I remember hearing that when somebody mentioned, I think they were starting, they were talking about people theorize. The people who put this kid. Get some researchers and all that and that stuff. And say, if we would give everybody a per diem per month, they will, they have the place to live, have food, have clothing. Now, maybe like in the first few months, they will be like, I don't need to do anything. Then eventually they're like, I need to do something. Then they will create something new. Maybe like 2% of that whole population. The rest would just sit by the beach drinking beer, whatever, and have a good time. Start some little barn fires on the beach. Yo, it's party. And those 2% just bored. Like, I need to do something. Maybe I'm wrong. But if we give everybody per diem, it's like you have to go so you can buy food. Why don't you set it up? Set up the store. Just like the Amazon one, you can just walk in, grab the phone, leave. Forget about money. Get the money out of the system. You know, provide that part. Provide the other part. doesn't mean that somebody will go and grab whatever, you know. I mean, I guess you can't really track. Unless they want to, then it becomes like addictive. It just gets a little messy. But imagine they're not tracking how much you take. See, if honest, people are honest, yes, it will work. But people are not. But anyway, you work in this place, like wherever the Amazon park is. So this is, you know, everybody, you don't need to worry about food, living space. You just grab. Somebody's going to grab. I'm going to grab a whole bunch of bottle of this. And I'll walk out. Then I'm going to go corner and sell it. Why? Because I can cheat the system. If there's a system, somebody's going to try to cheat it. It's always. I see it all the time. The first video game comes out. I found a way to cheat that. You can do that with this. You can open the controllers. You can do this thing right here. The pong thing. I can make the whole bar. Whole one set, just a bar. Just a wall. It will bounce off. You don't need to do anything. And then I can make it invisible. So no one knows. Right? I've seen that happen. So just cheating. First anything system. Cheat. I mean, even my phone. I have somebody, which is cool, or they cheated with these guys on Lineage OS. It's based off Android 13. This is amazing. My phone is not supposed to run Android 13. It's running in Android 13. Like, holy cow. So it's, I don't know. They say, okay, educate the young. No, don't do that. Don't do that. I mean, look what they're doing with the drag queen. Like, no, don't. It's leave them alone until they get to like high school. Like when I went to high school, I was taught about this, the social, what we call social studies. We talked about that. How do we make the world a better place? You know, sometimes we don't. Sometimes go back to history. It's like, what could it be done, right? And engaging social studies professor or teacher would say those things. Unfortunately, I had that one's really good. The rest of them are just monotonous. So nobody cared. This is school system. So school system is kind of like, boring. So it's not exciting. Just like everything else, not exciting. I think the people working behind the being barista and Starbucks are happy. I see panic in their face every time they enter and there's 20 people in front of me. They're panicking. Oh my God. They're happy. Are they happy? They say that, yeah, I'm happy. Are you sure about that? Are you happy? Be a barista? Can you open your own coffee shop? Are you able to? Are they doing that? Or something actually doing that? Like, I want to learn from here, then I can go work the bigger places. So, it just, this is something to think about. Because this is our future. We have to really think about it. We can't be looking at this thing and say, yeah, let's keep doing this way. Like, no, we gotta really think what we're gonna do in the future. Because if we, the people, don't think about us, they're going to take over. Well, I guess you find it boring. We don't, because we find there's money, wealth, and power over you in that future. So we're just going to make it boring for you. Keep making it boring for you. Keep making it, then keep making the bad stuff easy for you to access. Then we can just come in and grab all the stuff, the good stuff, and take it with us. There's nothing you can do, because when you turn around and say, hey, what's my good stuff? We took it. Like, give it back. No, because we got our private army, private military. You cannot. We got private law. We got our lawyers. Cannot do nothing. Yeah, that's what's happening. That's why. I mean, we can go back to the Middle Ages. Just go back farming. Everybody, or we'd be a blacksmith making swords and stuff. Then it's just repeating something. Oh, future. Think about the future. I would say just individually think. What you want to do? What is it that you want to do in the future? And how can you make it economical, personally? And you have your neighbors want to do the same. Share it, right? Share that idea, and share an idea, and share. And eventually, you'll be like this. Then I don't know. After that, will the government step in? I'm sure. But find someone smart enough to take their understanding of the government, but they're with the people and help bypass that system. That's called hacking. So we're going to hack our future. I guess that's what you're going to be doing. That's what I'm thinking, I know. But I'm not thinking of just like, I want to be rich. Like, how can I hack it? So it's for everybody. For anybody wanting to join in. Like, it's easy. Oh, can we hack it? Just like what I heard from Cliff Hyde with the, whoever the COVID thing. Like, were you supposed to, it's for people who got jabbed, but it's also for people who maybe caught it or not. Maybe got the mRNA in their system. Like, oh, take neck, take this. Whatever, morning, a glass of vitamin D, were you supposed to, because don't get enough sun. Now, people don't, because I'm sitting on the screen, I'm not on the woods, not farming. Not getting D. So there's just some other protocol thing. That's a hack. Hacking your body system. I mean, a hack is a bad word, say, but that's what it is. So now just think, are we going to hack our future? Who's going to be the one that knows the system and it's going to help us? I think that's the path we have to follow now. Just like, you know, it's like open source stuff. Like I said, Lineage OS is free. It's like, we did this, we give it out to people. Now everybody's got these devices with, you can turn the microphone off. It's software, but it shuts it off. Really does. It's when somebody calls, I turn it on. Shuts the camera off. That's a huge, big security. Like, a lot of people I know are using Lineage OS still. Forget about Android. Let's do something else. Right? You still cannot do it with the Mac OS. But what they did, that's the model. Like, we found something, we hack into the system, and we fix the system. Now we're going to share it to everybody. And here's I know a lot of people use the word, but I think it's way, we have to think a different word for it. You know, when people say power. We got to get away from that. Do we have to get away from that? Because some people, only reasons that people who are smart, you know, above average, enough, understand, okay, it's just a word. But the rest might not know that word. Right? Empower. Is it empower? Oh, power. Oh. Those people. Yeah. No. So, this, that kind of Monday, somebody just walk in, you can do the replay thing. I'm going to try to tweet the replay. Figure a way around the popping thing. Maybe I tweet it through a Fountain app. Maybe that will work. Yeah, you can find me on Fountain. I'm on there. I have an account for Studio 2 Rock. So anyway, have a rocking Monday. Even this that kind of Monday, have an excellent Monday. I don't know. Stay cool. It's getting colder now, but stay cool anyway. Yeah, go enjoy your pumpkin spice. Like, blah, the umpteenth time. I have to say, Starbucks killed it. They killed it. Not in a good way, but it killed the pumpkin spice. It tastes nothing like it. It's like bleh, bleh, bland. Like, it's nothing cinnamon. I'm like, it's no cinnamon. There's cinnamon, but ick. So, have a great day. I don't know. Like your future. I'll see you on Monday. I'll see you on Wednesday.